Yo, what is going on, everybody? And today I kind of wanted to do a different type of video because a lot of people have been asking me this in streams, and I think this type of video would be very helpful because I haven't really seen that many people doing these type of videos in recent time. So I think to all the newer players who started in season 4 or maybe even a bit earlier than that, this would be extremely helpful. So before we start this video, I want to show you guys a little clip.
Patient Goichi has been putting Fenrich in jail.
That's right.
The entire match, though.
Oh,
and look at Fenrich moving around. Trying to get great tech by Goichi. Goichi hasn't been opened up a single time this match so far. Look at the block.
By the way, this defense.
Yeah. No, no.
Excuse me.
There we go.
And even though that clip is from season 2, defending like that is still possible, and I'm going to show you guys how. So, before I show you guys the method, I kind of want to explain something about this game, and that is, when you're defending in this game, there's so many defensive options, so people, especially towards the low to mid-level of play, feel the need to use those offensive options to leave situations. And while there is a lot of defensive options, and they're really good, each one of them bear risk to it, and depending on who you're playing, better players will notice that and blow those options up. So, the thing about using those options is, most of the time, you actually don't have to. Characters, especially when they're by themselves, aren't meant to hit you solo. Except for the weird exceptions with like characters or unreactable command grabs, you can pretty reliably defend these characters' options without taking risk. And the reason why I'm saying this is because when a character is by themselves, they don't really have that many stuff. Like, the universe mechanics are 6M, Dragon Rush, and Cross Up. These are like the three basic options every character has access to. And outside of that, there's not that many more options. Your characters will have your character-specific stuff, but usually they're within the realm of being able to react to within like 24 frames or up. So you should be fine with those. But to improve your defense in this game, you have to improve what I like to call your universal defense, and that is your defense against these system mechanics that I just shown. And if you're able to successfully defend against these reliably and almost every single time, you'll start to notice that when you're playing, characters and people will really struggle to open you up. And it will be really nice because you don't get blown up for it, right? So let me show you the method. So I'm going to set it all up again from scratch so you guys can see it. So you want to set your recording method to quick and playback method to repeat randomly. And your first recording, you want to have -5LDR. And then after it texts the DR, you want to dash back up. I forgot to mention this, but you want to set your Dragon Rush cancel to on so that it will tech the DR. Set a game DR, and you can run back up because you're setting up these recordings with the assumption that you're going to tech the DR, and you want to be able to kind of loop the recording back into itself so you don't have to keep hitting play, and you can like get a lot of reps in really fast. So the next recording that you want is -5L-, and that's it. And I'm going to explain why you're doing the dashes in a second. But third recording, you want to do -5L-6M, and then dash again after the 6M. Like that. Your fourth recording, you want to do -5L-cross-up, and then dash. Next one, -nothing. You can do it a bit quicker than that. Like that. Next one will be -DR. And this one's really dangerous. That's the option most people struggle with because it happens very fast. And it is one of the more difficult ones to deal with. But the next option is going to be -6M-. And your last option is going to be -cross-up-. So, the reason why you're adding dashes or empty dashes in between these is so that you don't kind of predict what option it's going to do. You're adding the dashes to kind of space out when the mix-ups occur, so you're not anticipating, you're just reacting. One thing a lot of people do on defense, and that actually gets them hit, is they start guessing what's going to come before it comes. So it's nice to kind of have like a general picture in your head, like what you think your opponent's going to do, but you don't want a tunnel vision on that too much because you might accidentally defend that option before it happens. Like if you're thinking too hard on a Dragon Rush might come, sometimes you'll see a 6M and you'll hit it, you'll try to take a Dragon Rush because you thought it was going to come. So the reason why you're adding dashes is to kind of prevent that. When you first starting out, you might notice when the dashes happen, you'll like hit DR or you'll try to do something because you thought it was a mix-up option. But the more and more you do this, and hopefully it will stop. So before we get started, I also want to mention that if you're playing on PC version of this game, you want to make sure your input delay is set to at least 2 or 3 frames. That's because the PC version of this game is actually faster than the tournament standard, which is PS4. So if you plan on competing, at least, you want to make sure you're practicing your defense on a similar speed to what you'd be competing in. I've seen a lot of people make the mistake of practicing on 0 input delay, and not only will these options be way too easy to deal with, and you can kind of deal with them like with your eyes closed almost, when you start playing on a slower version of the game, the tournament standard, PS4, you won't be able to defend anything. It will look really, really bad. So you want to make sure you're at least 2 or 3 frames. I do 3 frames just to be sure, but you can do 2 if that's what you want to do. So with all these recordings set, what you want to do now is you want to play them, and you want to get to a point where you think you can defend every single option successfully. And you want to practice this for a while. Defense doesn't come easily. You have to train your body and your eyes to react properly to the options. So it takes a lot of time. You won't probably be able to do this consistently within a day or two, but at least for me, it took me all the way up to around 2.5-ish, 3 weeks to be able to defend all these options really consistently, so it takes time. But I'm going to show a small example of like what this defense bot looks like, so you can kind of see like how it works. And I already got cooked again. Hold on, I gotta focus. And as you can see, it is pretty difficult to defend at first, but like I said, the more and more you do this, the more and more it will get easier, or should feel like it should be getting easier. And you kind of want to do this as many times as you possibly can until you feel comfortable defending. One thing I did was I did this every time I booted up the game before I played for at least like 15 to 20 minutes just to get my hands warmed up, and that was really helpful. Or even doing this in preparation for a tournament or whatever it may be is really, really nice. So I wanted to put on my buttons to show you something that happens, and it just happened right there. If you noticed, when the bot went for 6M, I thought it was a cross-up, and you saw my buttons do this. Like, I tried to block a cross-up, and even though it was a 6M. So that's kind of what I was speaking of earlier when I said you're anticipating an option and you mistake one for another. And that's why the dashes are there, to kind of mental stack you into not wanting to do that. So the more and more it happens now, the more and more you can fix it so it doesn't happen in actual games. That's the hope. So I'll let the defense bot run a little bit more. See, I thought that was a DR. And one tip that was really helpful for me when I was learning this bot is that you want to react, not anticipate. Like, you don't want to guess on anything. Wait till the option comes out and try to block it at the last possible second. And the reason why you want to block it at the last possible second is to give yourself the most time to react to all the options. The reason why you would mistake a cross-up for a 6M is because you tried to do it too fast. If you were to wait for the cross-up to come out fully, you'd notice it's a cross-up, then block cross-up. So that was something that helped me when I was learning this. And I kind of want to not get kicked by the bot to kind of show you guys it's doable. But yes, this is, in my opinion, the best way to improve your base level defense. If you can consistently defend this bot, you will notice that a lot of people will not be able to hit you, especially at the mid level of play, like at all. And that feeling is really nice. Almost. One other thing I'd like to point out is that something about Dragon Rush, and that is Dragon Rush, even though it happens in 19 frames, you have around 24-ish frames to tech it. depending on which button you're teching with. If you're teching with Dragon Rush, you have the full tech window to tech the Dragon Rush. But if you're teching with a button, you actually have less time to tech the Dragon Rush. Another thing I used to do with this defense bot is I used to use buttons to tech Dragon Rush instead of the actual Dragon Rush button, because I'm being stricter on myself than normal, because if you could tech a Dragon Rush with a button during this defense bot, you'll definitely be able to tech it with the actual Dragon Rush button in the actual game. So that would be like the last little tip that I did. And as you can see, I'm teching with 2L. And the defense bot is doable. It just takes a little bit of practice. So, yeah, let me know what you guys think. And if you want these type of videos more, because I'd be happy to do them. And yeah, peace.